Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A challenge for any community, St. Louis certainly among them, is to attract and retain talented people, people who can strengthen and improve and grow our community on all levels. There's an event tomorrow evening related to this objective. More on that a little bit later. But with me in studio to discuss the issue, LaShawna Lewis is director at Aerospace IT and a board member for Downtown Neighborhood Association. Susan Gobo is a community leader and founder of Mosaic Project's Women's Connector. Katie Carpenter is Focus St. Louis Associate Director of Member and Alumni Relations. Thank you all so much for being here. It's great to have you. LaShawna, let me begin with you. Sure. It's often said that St. Louis is not a very welcoming place for people who come in from out of town. You have a big smile on your face. Do you agree with that or not?
I think a lot of it depends on what you're looking for. I noticed that when I talked to a bunch of people, my partner, I just got engaged in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's from Dallas. So I asked her, you know, what were some of your first impressions? And she was like, well, I was out in the county and I didn't know, you know, where some of the things were and like what was going on down at Busch Stadium and all of that because I'm so far apart. And one of the things was when she met me and we started a relationship, I just kind of took her around to the different neighborhoods. And she was like, I had no idea that so many different things were happening. So having an ambassador helps a ton. And usually I tell people, excuse me, you know, that's kind of the first thing you need to do is just find somebody that knows the city well, that can kind of take you around and show you the different little clicks here and there.
Susan, let me turn to you. I know the Mosaic Project is very, very interesting in luring people to this community for a lot of reasons because they provide such an important role. How are we doing in that regard, do you think?
Well, Mosaic Project is doing a great job, and I am with this project since the beginning. And what they do, it's really to welcome these international people when they come over here because they don't have any connections. So the culture is different, the language is different. So they provide a lot of programs, different programs to help them if they are students or professionals, or in my case, women that come over here with their husbands. So my role is to connect and to help them to be integrated into the city.
Do they find St. Louis a welcoming community?
Well, it's a hard question because at the first time when you don't know anybody, so it's hard to say if they are welcome or not. Mm-hmm. But once they start meeting and have a connector, as she said, a mentor, so they just need some help to the first step. And Mosaic Project, it's starting a new program called St. Louis 101. It's really about to have someone to connect the transplant to some community or to someone from St. Louis.
To integrate them into the society, if you will.
Yes.
Katie, what is Focus St. Louis's role in all of this?
Yeah. Well, so in 2012, Focus St. Louis launched our Emerging Leaders program. And that really helped. It's a class that runs in fall and spring. And it's for some high potential leaders, 22 to 35. And we found that the graduates of that program were really interested in staying connected and engaged, no matter whether they had lived here all their lives or were brand new to the region, and finding additional ways to make those connections. And so out of that, we formed a young professionals committee that plans a lot of our young professionals events, like the one you mentioned coming up. It's actually on Wednesday. And they were really interested in this conversation about how can we bridge the gap between natives and transplants? Because I think a lot of times people who have lived here their whole lives are surprised to hear that St. Louis isn't a welcoming place, or that people get that impression. And once they do, they say, oh, that's completely unintentional. I didn't even realize I was leaving people out of the experience or the conversation. And so we're really interested in making those connections and finding those ambassadors and really catalyzing on that, making that happen faster.
I spoke to a group at Washington University, I guess it's been a year or so ago now, and I asked how many of these young students plan to stay in St. Louis after graduation. Most of them were from someplace else. They laughed at me. That we're getting out of here as fast as we can. I mean, how do you deal with that kind of an attitude?
Well, I think that, you know, in terms of attraction to the region, I don't think we're in a necessarily different place than a lot of places in the country. It's really based on job opportunity. And so I think that that is huge, and there's a lot of institutions and organizations that are working on that, on really making sure we have those opportunities. But once people are here, how do you bridge that gap between you got the job? In planning this event, I've talked to many, many young professionals over the last several months, and they really aren't excited to tell me about their job. They're excited to tell me about the relationships they've made and how they've gotten connected. Sometimes that's through volunteering with a nonprofit organization. Sometimes that's through a book club that they've joined. I met one couple that came here from California, and they actually said where they found a great group of friends was connecting to a pet meetup group on Facebook. So I think these anecdotally, these connections can come from a lot of different places, but how do we scale up and do more of that?
LaShawn, aside from walking friends through the neighborhoods to show them what we have here, what else do you do? How do you sell St. Louis?
Well, one of the things that I did, I used to work at a company for two and a half to 3 years, but one of the things I noticed is that the diversity wasn't quite exactly what I would have liked to have seen, and I noticed it was epidemic throughout various businesses and organizations and regions. So I founded a company called Ellen Lewis Consulting, which is my own company, and what I do is I go through and I help businesses after they've done their diversity training. So they've already done that, but they actually need help getting out into the region and changing the landscape of exactly what their organization looks like. So basically, I'm that second step. You have the diversity training, which is great, but then what do you do after that to actually make the real change happen? So one of the things I learned while formulating that company is about all of the different organizations and all of the different regions and trying to connect them together. There are so many people who have ideas about the type of exposure they want to a diverse region, and they just don't know how to make those connections. And sometimes it could literally be as easy as walking onto a campus in a different area of the city or, you know, going to an event like at the Missouri History Museum or, you know, I'm a big science buff, so I go to the Science Center a lot, and I tell people, I'm like, there's all sorts of adult nerdy things that you can do there. They have like science on tap and science uncorked, and it's like beer and wine tastings, but you still learn things. And then through that, they start to meet other people from other regions. So that's kind of also like my background thing is that trying to connect people together. So. Yeah.
All righty. Well, do you have a website for this company of yours?
I do. It's lmlewisconsulting.com.
We'll put that on our website, too,
thank
at stlpublicradio.org. You bring up an issue that I'll turn over to Susan here now with regard to diversity. And the fact that St. Louis also has a reputation for being a very polarized community. And I would think that this would be an obstacle to people wanting to come here because they hear of places like Ferguson and the troubles that we had here and other things that have happened since. How do you overcome that?
Well, that's true. People go to internet and they find these statistics. But the more, like, I think Mosaic is doing great in this, and the city is doing great to show the good things we have here. We have a very good cost of living here. We have safe neighborhoods, free museums and places. It's just we have to sell and to brag more about St. Louis. I think we have good resources here that people just don't know if you don't tell them.
Do they ask questions about that when you confront them?
Yes. Like in my group, I have 301 international spouses now, mm-hmm. from different, from 55 different countries.
Wow.
And sometimes they don't have friends. They don't go out. They don't know. And once they come to our meetings, they have a chance to learn about the cultural life in St. Louis, because I take them to the museum, mm-hmm. zoo, botanical garden, and they start seeing the beauty in St. Louis and say, hi, here it's a beautiful place. And they tell their families about that and their friends, and they start changing the perspective of St. Louis.
Well, Shauna, how do you deal with it?
For the most part, I notice with a lot of people hearing things, the first thing they hear, and this is what my partner actually told me, is about the crime statistics. And they're like, you know, that St. Louis is number one in this and something number one in that. And me, I'm actually originally from East St. Louis, so right across the river. So I said, you know, it kind of depends on your experience. I have a different experience of crime than most of these people. But I usually tell people, you know, use your common sense. You know, you're not going to be in a dark alley in the middle of the night by yourself. Most people won't. So the things that you're reading and that you're seeing, you know, what are the circumstances surrounding it? And then kind of use a little bit of detective work to figure that out. But otherwise, I tell people, a lot of times you're going somewhere, driving to a parking lot and walking into a building. And there are so many variant things happening, especially in the city, especially during the summertime, that it's kind of a safety in numbers thing, which is, you know, I try to get people to kind of feel a lot more comfortable of looking at that. My partner being from Dallas originally, things weren't separated racially like they are here. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that she noticed here, when people would say things, they would always be, oh, this is in our city where most of the black people live. That's dangerous. And she would be like, no, that's not. I lived in Dallas and black people aren't dangerous. That's not how that works. So she would be kind of that other person to get people to say, you know, let's go here and let's mm-hmm. check out this event and go to different places. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in and say that what we've really seen is, and with this event, it's really not about teaching transplants what's going on in St. Louis, because a lot of times transplants are our best advocates.
Exactly.
They are champions for the region, and they are so engaged in what's going on. And some of the issues that you mentioned, they're really interested in getting involved and saying, how can we fix this? How
exactly.
can we progress? And so I think we need that momentum and that energy to, you know, just be more collaborative on those topics.
And then I've talked to many people, and one of my things now is whenever I take like a ride sharing service, and it's a person that's obviously from a different country based off of their accent, instead of asking them where they're from, which they get that question probably 100 times a day, I say, you know, did you hear about this latest regional thing happening? Mm-hmm. Better Together came out one time, and I actually had a really in-depth, very, very well thought out perspective from a person who is, you know, a first generation here, and it gave me a different view than I would have gotten just being here and being a native St. Louis. And so a lot of people I found out that once they move here, whether they're from the United States and moved here from a different city, or if they're from a different country, they tend to always get involved and know a lot about what's going on. It's just that no one ever asked them about it.
We've got a lot going for us, too. We don't want to make it all sound like it's all negative. I mean, a great entrepreneurial spirit in the city.
Yes.
We've got Cortex, and, you know, the tech industry is booming here. There's a lot of reasons for people to want to come here and to stay. What about your event, Katie? What precisely are you going to be doing? You've alluded to it, but what specifically can people come away with it on Wednesday? Forgive me for making
a mistake. Oh, no problem. So on Wednesday, from 5:30 to 8:30, it's a event that was really completely planned by our Young Professionals Committee. So it's by young professionals for young professionals, and it's bridging the gap between St. Louis natives and St. Louis transplants. We're going to have a panel discussion with these fine ladies here, as well as Brady Griffith from Maryville will be joining us to talk about kind of some different perspectives on attraction and retention in the region. Mm-hmm. And then we're actually going to have a storytelling workshop facilitated by Second Tuesdays to give people a little bit of time to talk about these things, not so much on the stage, but with each other, dive into some of these issues and hear about people's stories, mm-hmm. about why they either stayed in St. Louis or why they decided to choose to call it home. And so, yes, tickets are still open for that.
What kind of an audience are you looking for? People who are newcomers here? And again, we've only got about 35 seconds. Newcomers or people who are here that need to be educated?
We want both. We want people that have lived here their whole lives and people that are new and anyone in between that really fits that young professional category because we think the conversation is going to be a lot more robust if we have all of those groups represented. So.
Yeah. All righty. Well, and that's going to be happening on Wednesday. It's going to be happening at Maryville,
yes.
Right? Well, I want to thank you ladies for being with us. LaShawna Lewis of Aerospace IT, Katie Carpenter, thank you from Focus St. Louis, and Susan Galba with Mosaic Project's Women's Connector. Thank you so much.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.